and bring glad tidings of good things. The scriptures teach us that faith comes by hearing and the hearing by the word of God. It's important that we as God's people have a good studying of God's word daily. We live in a unique time and in a unique place. We have the scriptures. And if someone doesn't have the scriptures, then we can make sure they do have the scriptures. And that's a wonderful thing for people to have. It's very important to know what the scriptures teach. Romans 10:15 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And that's what people need to hear. And that's what people need to hear and to understand. They need to trust in the scripture. The gospel is the power of God to salvation. And people need to hear it. And people need to have it shared to them in different ways. There's different ways we can reach the world with the gospel. One of those ways is by through the radio, through the internet. We've got 2,000 sermons on sermon audio, and that's a good thing. But at the same time, we got to reach out ourselves. We got to reach out ourselves. On the jobs you work at, people in your family, we seek to reach other people, and it's important that we do. Okay? Romans 10:15, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Beloved, we're not hard shells. We have to go with the gospel message. It's so important that we do that. If you want to see people saved, what do you do? You pray for it, you look for it, and you share it with other people. And that's our duty. That's something we should do with our life, is to share the gospel message to other people. So faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And what people need to hear is the word. And especially what they need to hear is the gospel. We got the message. Many churches have the message, the true message of the gospel. But there's also so many false gospels. You got to beware of a false gospel. And there's many of them. Oh my, there's many of them. There's only one true gospel, and it's in 1 Corinthians 15:1-4. I bet y'all have never heard of it before. I've run it in the ground. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and let me see if I can find it first. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, make sure this is it. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 1, notice what it says. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the what? The gospel. I'm going to tell you what it is. And Paul received the gospel that he preached. He received it by divine revelation. He received it directly from Christ. He gave it to him. And what he gave to him, he penned in this book. So this is the true gospel. This is what you got to go by. Now, there's a true gospel. How many true gospels are there? There's one. There's only one true and living gospel. But there, beloved, is many false gospels. That's why there's different names sometimes on churches, because there's a difference. Because there's a difference. You need to know what the gospel is. And you need to trust in the right gospel. And that gospel message is given right here. Let me go ahead and read it for you. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, wherein you stand, by which ye are saved. So this gospel message here is what saves the sinner. By which you are saved, if you believe, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried and rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, beloved, that's the pure gospel message right there. That's what saves your soul. You have to trust that. You have to trust that. And it's just as clear as crystal, just laying right here in one of the greatest chapters in the Bible, 1 Corinthians 15. But this is the definition of what the gospel is. Christ died for our sins. According to our Scripture, according to the Scriptures, He was buried and He rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And that's the greatest message that you can share with a sinner. That's what they need to hear. And that's what they need to hear from you. Have you trusted the gospel? Do you know what it is? Do you know what it is? It's important that you know what it is, and it's important you share it with other people. All God's people say it. That's an important thing. There's a lot of people that I'd like to see saved. But what do? When you want to see them saved, you pray for them and you give it to them and you share it with them so that they will know. You know, I don't know. Have you ever messed up before? Isn't that a goofy thing to ask? Have you ever messed up before? Let me tell you something. I've told you this in the past, but one time I was at a hospital. And someone had wanted me to go to the hospital. I like to do it anyhow. But I went up to the hospital and went in and started talking to the fellow there. And we just started talking, and we talked about ball. We talked about this. We talked about that. And I thought, well, I'll just kind of wait, and then I'll come back tomorrow and get it done. You want to know what happened? Y'all remember I told you before. Man died that night. About died. Oh, about killed me. I understand all about how the Lord's in control of salvation. I understand that. But I had, my job was to tell him. And I didn't do it. And it bothers me all the way down to the day. That's why you need to know the message right here, 1-4, so that you can tell it to other people. This is something that you have to do. And you can't just get so timid of it that, well, I'm afraid they'll get mad at me if I try to tell them about Jesus. Well, if they get mad, then don't tell them the next time, unless they want it, you know. Do that. But my, you need to tell them. But isn't that a horrible thing to do, to have the gospel, have a sinner person, and then not share it? What did you talk about? Well, we talked about fishing, and we talked about Joe from down the road over here and all these different things, but we never talked about the gospel. And when that man died, that about killed me. It about killed me. You don't know, with regard to a sinner, you don't know when their time is going to be. And when that opens up for you, you need to do it right then. All God's people say it. It's a needy thing. The power of God's Word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. God saves. And He saves those that believe and trust in Him as their Savior. Let me ask you a question tonight. Have you trusted in Jesus as your Savior? And do you know it? I mean, sometimes I've talked to people before about salvation, and they go, well, I think I'm saved. That worries me to death when someone says something like that. I think I'm saved. You need to know you're saved. You need to know it. Because if you die today, where would you go? Well, he's told me he thought he was saved. How's that? How are you going to get any comfort from anything like that? So it's important. The power of God's Word with the gospel saves the sinner. That's what He does. Okay? Let's move down to number two, where I'm going to be way too long. Power of God's Word is what we're looking at tonight. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. That was our first point. 1 Peter chapter 2, 1 and 2. Growth also comes by the Word. You want to grow as a Christian. And one of the best ways you grow, 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2, is faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. But growth comes by the Word of God. You need to grow. I love to see people grow. I like to see our young people when they come and they get older and you look at them and they're growing. And they're sitting in the pews and they're listening to God's Word. And they've trusted Christ as their Savior. It's a glorious thing to see that happen to our young people. And it's important for anybody that comes in that listens to trust in the gospel message. Okay? Growth comes by the Word. Are you growing? One of the reasons why you have pastors is they're called pastor teachers. They teach. They instruct. They tell you about the Scriptures. They tell you about certain texts of Scriptures. And so that their people can grow. And then the sheep leave the place and they go out and share what they get. That's what you want. You come in to worship, but you leave to serve. That's what you do. So, faith comes by hearing was our first power word. Number two, the second one, 1 Peter 2, verses 1 and 2, growth comes by the Word. Now number three, Romans 15 and the verse 4. Let's turn to that one now. Romans 15 and the verse 4. Comfort comes by the words. Comfort comes by. Have you ever been comforted by the Scriptures? Oh, my, isn't it a wonderful thing? Have you ever been just filled over with in your heart you didn't have no peace and things of that nature, and the Lord gives you peace. Comfort comes by the Word. Romans chapter 15 and the verse 4. For whatsoever things were written before time were written for our learning, that we through the patience and, now here's our word, our comfort of Scriptures might have hope. Have you ever been comforted by the Scriptures? Raise your right hand. Oh, praise the Lord for that. You get comfort from the Scriptures. Get comfort from it. It lifts you up. Strengthens you up. Sometimes, if you ain't careful, you'll spend all your time looking for sermons or looking for a lesson for and things of that nature. And what'll happen is you'll burn out. You can't find anything. You get that big book, but you still can't find anything. What's wrong with that? You didn't spend no time with the Lord. You see, that's what He wants. He wants to spend time with His child. He'll show you things. He'll direct your steps. You get alone with Him and you pray and you ask the Lord to help you. Give me what you want me to give to the church tonight, you know. And follow that. Okay? So, the power of God's Word, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. Growth comes by the Word, 1 Peter 2 and 1 and 2, and comfort comes by the Word. Romans 15 and the verse 4. Now, I ain't got very many more. I just got maybe five more to go. So let's just keep on and trudge our way on through. This goes on our fourth one. This is our fourth point in this message entitled The Power of God's Word. Okay? Now let's go ahead and look at verse 4. Assurance comes by the Word. Assurance. One of my blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Assurance. Do you have assurance? Do you know you're saved? Do you know you've trusted Jesus as your Savior? Have you done it? Beloved, that blessed assurance in your heart is awesome. I know where I'm going if I die. If Jesus would come, I know where I'm going. Isn't it a wonderful place to be? Do I worry about hell? Nope. No condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus. I ain't worried about condemnation. Jesus paid my condemnation on the cross. I don't worry about things like that. I have the assurance that Jesus saved my soul. Who told me? This book did. I base it on the book. Scripture says, whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You call, He'll save you. The thief on the cross, he called, Jesus saved him. Pretty clear, isn't it? You call, He'll save you. Let me ask you a question tonight. Have you ever called? Have you ever called? Is there anyone here tonight that's never called and trusted in Christ as their Savior? You need to do it. Nothing any greater than that. Beloved, it breaks my heart when someone dies that I knew. And I knew I talked to them about the Lord. And then, you know, I might have went to their funeral service and then I'd talk to maybe someone in the family and I'd say, did they ever trust Jesus? I witnessed to this man, but have you heard anything about him? Has he ever trusted Jesus? I don't know. Isn't that a horrible place? I don't know. Beloved, to die and to go out into eternity is horrible. But you know what we got? We got the answer. We got the answer. We got the gospel message to share. And we need to share it with others, especially people we know. People in our families. Well, Jeff, they get mad at you if you talk too much about it. They will sometimes. I've had it happen. Yeah, they will sometimes. They don't want to hear it. Well, I'm just telling you this because I care for you. Because I care for you. Because I love you. I want you to have eternal life. Because if I never said anything, and they died like we talked about a little while ago, I could never get over it. Hard to get over it. When you know you should have told them and you know they're lost, and yet at the same time you didn't tell them, that's what we do. Give them the gospel. What's some of the things that we can do with regard to that? You can give them a track. But sometimes they just throw the track down. Have you ever had that happen? I've seen them throw it on the ground before. Then you try another way. Maybe you invite them to church. Maybe you have a bring a friend Sunday in and maybe invite them to church sometime, you know. You could do that. Maybe you just knock on the door and sit down on the porch swing with them and talk to them a little bit about the Lord. There's things we can do. Beloved, God has entrusted us with a gospel message. And I would hate to think that we just sit down with it and never share it with anybody. That would torment my heart. Let me ask you a question, but don't raise your hand. When's the last time you shared the gospel with someone? When's the last time you done it? When's the last time you shared the gospel with someone that you knew was lost? When's the last time you do it? Can you remember the name of the person that you did that for? I tell you what, when someone tells you about Jesus, that means they love you. When someone tells you about Jesus, that means they care about you. That's the best friend in the world you got that cares about your soul. Where are you going to spend eternity at? How long is eternity? It's forever. But you know what else is? Heaven. It's going to be forever. We're going to spend forever with the Lord. Isn't that a great thing? I don't know when the Lord's coming, but I know He's coming. And you know, beloved, if I would die today or tonight, I'd just go off to be with the Lord. Would I be better off? Oh, man, yeah, I'd be better off. I mean, I don't want to go right now, but if that's what the Lord chose, that'd be the best thing in the world for me. I'm glad I have that in my heart, don't you? Knowing you're ready to go, and know you can tell other people about Jesus. Okay? Let me go ahead and I'm going to go ahead and finish this. I'm going to push on towards the goal line. So you just stay with me. I want to go ahead and finish this tonight. Okay? Now let me get you caught back up. The power of God's Word is what we're looking at. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word. Number two, 1 Peter 2, 1 and 2, growth comes by the Word. Once you're born again, then you need the sincere milk of the Word so you can grow and learn and share with other people. And we want to be able to tell our children, right? We want to be able to tell our children and our grandchildren about Jesus. I don't get to see my grandbabies anymore, but when little Isabella was little, she's just a little old girl. Oh, I just fell crazy over her, you know what I mean? But I would get her and I'd tell her about the gospel. And I was working at my desk the other day, and there was a little something that she had put down there several years back about Jesus and about the gospel. And it just thrilled my soul. Made me cry a bit, but it still thrilled my soul. I thought that was a glorious thing. So, number four, assurance comes by the Word. Are you sure you're saved? Are you sure you're saved? Do you know you're saved? Do you have that blessed assurance? Do you have it? Do you know? Do you think? How many times has it been when I've talked to somebody and they said, I don't know. How many times have you heard someone say, I don't know? It's an awful thing. And when that person dies and you never heard anything any different, it's a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing. All right. Feeling comes by the Word. This is number six. Worship comes by the Word. Don't you love worship? Don't you love church worship? Don't you love to sing the hymns and be with God's people? Isn't it a wonderful thing? Worship comes by the Word. In the New Testament, you see all these Romans and Galatians and Philippians and all these books. You know what they were? That's churches. Most started by the Apostle Paul. They established churches. People need a church to be a part of. Kariot commission to their towns and to their cities so that they could know Christ as their Savior. Worship comes by the Word. It's important that you know it. Last of all, I'll close with this one. Sanctification comes by the Word. Sanctification comes by the Word. There's progressive sanctification when you're born again. And there's a progressive growth, the growing process that goes on in your life. I like to see that in people when they're saved. Progressive sanctification. It's kind of like a growing thing in the Lord. They learn different. Now, don't you love to see people that have been lost, now they're saved, and you see them growing? That's what progressive sanctification is. The Holy Spirit works in us in sanctification. He works in us to make us more and more like our Savior. That's what progressive sanctification is. That's what it does in a person's life. It's what you want to have. It's what you want to have. It's a wonderful thing. God's Word, I've told you this before, but I think often about those old saints of God in heaven. And who maybe, you go back into the Old Testament, then first five books, nobody had their own Bible. Can I say one? They didn't have their own Bible. They learned things. Don't get me wrong. The Lord had ways that He taught them. I honestly believe that. God had certain ways that He showed them things. But to have one of these, to have the whole book, that you can take and tell your grandbabies about them. Think about it. Tell your children about them or take them maybe to somebody you work with and just share it with them and show them in the book what the Bible says about salvation and things. Think how awesome that is to have that. It's a wonderful thing. But you know what we need to do, don't you? We need to share it. We need to share it. It's important that we do that. One of the purposes of the Lord's churches is to spread the gospel. That's one. Spread the gospel. Another one is to do what? Tell other people about Christ, of course. Tell other people about Christ. Talk to your family about Christ. We seek to do that. We seek to do that. I don't know how it is with you tonight. I hope everybody here tonight is saved. I do. But I don't know that. Have you ever trusted Jesus? Have you trusted Him as your Savior? Like we're singing, are you saved and know it? Do you know you're saved? Or do you just, I think I am. Ever talk to anybody and they told you, I think I am? I think I am ain't much, is it? We want to know. We want to know we're saved. The power of God's Word is what opens up. The power of God's Word is what opens up your heart. The Holy Spirit uses that to open your heart so that you can see your need as a Savior. Remember Lydia, the seller of purple, whose heart the Lord opened. Who opened her heart? The Lord. You know, people don't give God the proper praise for who opens the heart. Who opens your heart? God did. It's not because I'm smarter or ever smarter than anybody else. It's because God in His grace seen fit to open these old blinded eyes. And I trusted Jesus. All God's people say it. Let's all stand. I'm going to go ahead and stop.